case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I mean, this story could not get any more bizarre. Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan, had been on Celebrity Big Brother, and she had talked about how she's in love and she's been dating this guy for years. And I actually saw the clips of it. And while she's talking about how she's been dating, she has a boyfriend. Everyone's like, "You have a boyfriend?" She's like, "Yeah, we've been dating for years." And everyone's like, "Years?"
Huh?
She's never even met the guy.
What?
She has been having this, which is makes no sense because she has the money to fly and see a guy in 5 seconds. She has been dating a guy for years that she's never met. Literally never met in person.
That's weird.
And
that
so
is super weird.
Everybody always, I've seen pictures of him, but how have they never, this is nothing more than two people. Like, this is what people do when they get catfished. They're pretending they want a man, but they don't want a man.
Yep.
So they're using the long-distance relationship, whether it's real or not, to make themselves feel good.
It's a big buffer. It's there only when you want it.
It's a buffer, yeah.
Oh, I want to talk to the guy.
Because
call him up,
she's been so burned. Yeah. I mean, look at Michael Lohan. So she's afraid probably to get close to anyone. So this is safer. Oh, I have a boyfriend of 5 years. I've never met him, but he's great.
He's the best.
But that's your way of avoiding any conflicts.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even meeting the guy.
Hook, line, and sinker. Gibbons has a friend that got catfished. Did you talk about this on the air? Or did you tell me this off the air?
I didn't. I was told not to talk about it on the air, but now we're going to...
Are they here?
Oh, no.
No.
Well,
who cares?
Well, Gibbons allegedly has a friend.
I allegedly have a friend.
If they don't live here, who cares?
Oh, exactly.
He's a good friend of mine who listens every day, and I just don't want him to... Whatever. Okay, my friend's mom.
Anyway.
My friend's mom's a
Nobody
widow.
Nobody knows the guy. Tell us the story.
My friend's mom is a widow. His dad died under terrible circumstances. Yeah. He got really sick, passed away, so mom got back in the dating game, was on eHarmony dating a guy for a couple months. She goes on vacation, not to see the guy, but just on vacation with friends. She's a retiree, house paid off, like she's living a decent life.
Yeah.
My buddy goes to get her mail and finds that her home has been refinanced. Her mortgage refinanced. Finds all kinds of bank transfers. She sent this dude overseas her entire life savings, comes home from vacation, and my buddy has to have like an intervention type thing with her where he's got all his family, all his friends, and he's got to pull his mom aside and go, "Mom, this guy," I got goosebumps, my God, "this guy who you've given your entire life savings to doesn't exist." His mom had a full-blown breakdown, and they're still working it out.
Well,
because
she
was in denial and living in a fantasy about what...
Yep.
I mean, this is what it is. It's a fantasy. That's the problem. You're not living in reality.
While this douchebag goes and takes
And that
everything.
Person is telling you everything you want to hear and making you feel great about yourself because they're going to say anything they can to get all your information and all your money and everything they want.
Of course,
they break up because she heard about him with another chick because they've never met. And, I mean, like, the guy you think you've never met the guy for 5 years and he lives in America? He's easy to get to for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're in New York. He's in California. But you're telling me he's not dating anyone else in those 5 years. He's not putting his eggs in one basket, honey. He's never even met you.
He's not dating
anyone
else.
Let's not be stupid.
He's catfishing other people, too. He's probably got multiple people. He's not dating other people. That's his full-time job is catfishing people.
How's a celebrity that dumb?
I don't know.
I mean, knowing everything.
Well, it's Dina Lohan.
True.
If it was somebody else, I'd be like, how could Madonna do this or Cher?
Well, he treats me right. He texts you and tells you you're great. Like,
look, he brought her a ring and he put it on. So now he's got a ring for her. Now they're going to get back together and get engaged. They've never met.
What in the blue hell?
I don't understand.
It could be something for a show, too.
I'm telling you. I saw Dina Lohan talking about this
a
year ago.
So it's all real.
Dina.
She really was like, "I'm dating a guy." And that's when the first time people went, "Who's the guy and what are you talking about?"
For one time, Lindsay Lohan's more responsible than her mother.
Lindsay Lohan, you know, she's got a new show on MTV. I've seen it. She's running bars in Greece on the beach. Or is it Greece?
I believe it was Greece, Barcelona.
Sure, it's not Greasy
Bars.
Might
be Dubai. I don't know.
It's somewhere overseas.
It's somewhere that we're never going to go that we'd love to go.
Somewhere like that, yes. And on that show, Lindsay Lohan has the worst dance moves of all time. Yeah.
She always did, man.
I love her.
Still smarter than her mom, though.
Which is not hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Cloudy today. I don't know if it's going to rain. They said it was going to rain all day yesterday. I didn't really see any rain, but...
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Good news to start the day.
Yes.
Allie?
I'm actually going to post my good news right now on Facebook because last night, yesterday I said Owen had his concert, his first grade music concert.
Yeah.
First and second grade was there. Uh-huh. And it went great. So I didn't post any pictures last night. I was too tired. So I'm going to post now and you can see the pictures from last night of me and my babes. And
aww.
Owen did really great. I was impressed because he's socially shy.
Yeah.
Got some social awkwardness issues.
Uh-huh.
And he knew every move. And I was really, because they had him doing
choreography.
Like dance moves, which is genius for first and second graders because they can't stand still.
Yeah.
So you need them moving their hands constantly.
Uh-huh.
You know, so yeah. It's like, shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly. Their
don't
arms
bother
are like,
me.
Shoe fly along don't to some, bother me.
Ooh. Fly along to somebody.
Yeah, so I'm literally,
oh my God.
The dance moves with their hands were genius because it kept every kid moving.
Oh, yeah.
And then they didn't have a problem getting through the seven songs or whatever it was.
So good.
Oh,
and
so.
I did a Mother's Day dance in kindergarten. And we all had hats on, top hats that spelled out mother, M-O-T-H-E-R.
Oh, my God.
And I was the M, and I would walk forward with my hat and show the M for
aww.
Mother. M is for the million things she gives me. That was it. O
oh
means
my
only
gosh.
That she's growing old.
That's funny. That well,
how can you
know,
still remember that from kindergarten?
It's kindergarten.
We
Matt.
Got to go to the high school in New Berlin where they have a performing arts center that was built. That's
ooh.
Why we're in debt now. Yeah. And the school district has major issues. So
sure.
I'm glad that one time a year I go to this giant performing arts center that they built.
Yeah.
So my children's school.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! These are the things that make me mad.
Good God.
My good news is that the Bucks won last night.
Hell.
Took a 2-0 lead over the Pistons, which I looked at the halftime score and I was like, oh man, this okay. isn't as much of a blowout
yeah.
as it was last
can I
time.
Say yeah. something? They were saying last night, like, why do people just assume they're just going to kill them? Like, the Bucks are just going to, you
well,
know, win. And then when they don't, when they're not killing them, people are like, oh, wait, what?
Welcome to being like, a sports fan.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, stop jumping to conclusions.
They do that with the Packers all the time. Like, Packers are going to roll all over this team. And you're like,
how
oh,
the hell
boy.
Do you know?
And then if the team's not up by 30 points, it's, oh, my God, they're going to lose. They suck.
Right.
They're the worst team ever. What's going on?
Yes,
does
Allie
anyone else want to buy into my theory yet that it's fixed anyway, how many games they have because it's for revenue?
Totally.
And now that we're in Milwaukee watching it even more,
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
want to tell me they don't stretch out to seven games a lot for revenue? I've always thought that.
You're
going to play seven games. Yeah, they're about to win, but win another because we're going to make $300 million off this game.
We got ads, we got sponsorships that are going to run through another game.
It's all about money. It's not really about the players behind the scenes. It's about the money.
So funny. My buddy Dan is a diehard Bucks fan, right? So I go Bucks in four.
He lives here, right?
Yes,
thank
he lives
God, because that'd be weird.
Yeah.
He has season tickets, right? So I go Bucks in four. He goes, no. Nah, man, I need Bucks in five, maybe Bucks in seven. I go, why? He goes, so I can sell my seats and make more money.
Yeah.
So even the same who have the season tickets,
see?
Come on
see?
Now.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I didn't get struck by lightning last night. I was sitting outside in a metal chair on my porch.
That's
it wasn't
right.
raining. It was all good.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I saw one flash of lightning. I thought, no big deal, one flash of lightning. I see another one. And then one struck, I swear to God, it was 15 feet from my house. It lit up in front of my face.
Oh, geez.
Scared the hell out of me. But it missed me, and that is great news.
Yes.
I can't handle that sort of thing.
Yes, yes.
Oh, oh. Dear God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. The Packers released their schedule yesterday. The big schedule release. What?
They didn't release their schedule, did they? I thought it got leaked.
It got leaked, sure, with air quotes.
So wait, that's not true?
No, I don't know if they said that. They may have said
wait,
it got leaked
being
a little.
Wait, no, I'm completely serious.
I got that alert as well, yes.
So it did not get leaked.
I don't know if it got leaked.
What do you mean you don't know?
Okay.
Did
okay.
All the other teams,
Gibbons,
all
somebody,
the other teams, why don't you believe me?
Hold on, I haven't heard.
This is a fair question, because you don't know the answer. You're like, I don't know.
I just saw the headline.
This
do you
is,
know?
This is the first.
No, that's why I'm asking.
I'm asking
Gibbons. This is the first I've heard of it getting leaked, so I don't know that it got leaked. I know that I saw videos from other teams releasing their schedule, so maybe the Packers schedule got released ahead of time, but this is the first I've heard
meaning
of it.
Meaning like a couple hours ahead
yeah,
of time. Is
yeah,
that what you're getting at?
Yeah, it's not like days
so when
or
they
weeks.
Sent that out that, you know, it was an accident.
Must
it
have
wasn't
been.
Really.
Because all the teams did it yesterday, like all of them had like different goofy ways of releasing their team schedule.
Oh.
So, Packers will be playing the Bears. First team they're playing.
Yeah.
Opening day.
Oh.
Packers, Bears. September 5th.
Big win.
Big win. Right?
Mm-hmm. Is that right after... Wait, that's not Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend?
Yes.
It's right around then, yeah.
It has to be.
I believe it's the Thursday after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Thursday. Yes. Got it.
So, I don't know. The leak thing, I don't know if the, I just Googled Packers leak schedule, and it says it was leak, but who knows? If it was a publicity thing or whatnot.
I don't know.
But
I
the
know
Packers, they released this schedule on Twitter. It's like a Pac-Man video game, like the old school Pac-Man. And instead of a Pac-Man head, it's a little Packers helmet. And it's going around the thing, eating all the team helmets. Like it's eating the Bears helmet. It's eating an Eagles helmet.
It's really cool.
It's kind of neat. It's on the Packers Twitter. And every team had their own little goofy way of doing it. One team had their quarterback reading the schedule. One team, the Falcons, did like a Game of Thrones theme for their schedule release. I just know
I've got a goal in mind, okay?
Yes.
Week 4. It's a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
The Packers at home play my hometown Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, good luck.
That's a game I got to go to. I have to find a way to that game.
Find somebody that has tickets.
Anybody
don't
listen?
Look at me, dude.
Somebody's got to have tickets. Hook it up.
Throw out a line on your Facebook. I guarantee somebody will be like,
oh, yeah, my dad knows somebody that has tickets. It'll give you free ones.
Tell him he's going to get free ones,
no,
dude.
Nobody's
going to give him. Who gives free Packers tickets?
He's Gibbons. He's on the radio.
I wish. If anybody wants to give me Eagles Packers tickets,
you don't know
I
if you don't ask. You don't know if you don't ask.
Hashtag ad. Hashtag I'm totally asking. Hashtag please give me free tickets. Okay, hello, goodbye.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So Time Magazine always comes out with the list of the 100 most influential people. And we always want to know who the hell made it in, 2019.
Yeah.
We missed it yesterday because too much other stuff happened.
Oh.
The NFL schedules came out. So hello, people want to know about the Packers.
Yeah.
The Mueller report's coming out today. That's a huge, huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've been waiting for like 2 years for this.
You're damn right.
So a lot of things I think got pushed aside, including the list of the 100 most influential. Normally it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about it yesterday.
No.
So, who's on the list this year? You guys want to... Well, I'll just tell you some people. You want to make any guesses?
The Obamas. I would say Michelle Obama.
Oh, Michelle Obama's going to be on that list until she dies. Probably, actually.
Because I'm thinking like top five. I was thinking from the 100 to one.
Well, I don't know if they name them in order, This is the list of people that are on the top 100. Gayle King, who did the R. Kelly interview.
Yeah.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
She's obviously on CBS This Morning. We have Ryan Murphy, who does, all the TV shows.
American Horror Stories.
Thank you.
Yes.
He did Glee.
American Horror Story.
Glee and American Horror Story.
See Teigen, because she's got a pretty big following and she's funny on social.
She's fantastic.
And so just a lot of random people.
Were there musicians or like Kiss artists or anybody on there?
Yeah, well, you had like, you had celebrities like The Rock. You had Sandra Oh, Regina King, all these people. Glenn Close, lots of actors.
Oh. Do you know what they based this list off of?
Well, it's how influential you are, I believe.
Just overall?
Because it's the 100 most influential people.
Okay.
So that would be your influence on the world, which is why Gayle King, who the R. Kelly interviews went one of the biggest things in many months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, she's going to be on there for actually changing
absolutely
people's views in the world.
Dude, who would have thought 10, 15 years ago that Oprah's best friend Gayle would be on the 100 most influential people list?
Me.
I would have thought
Oprah's not going to have... to be Oprah, your best friend's got to be pretty amazing, I'm just saying.
That's true.
If you go on there, the list, you can see like everyone, and you're not even going to know some of these people. See,
Ariana Grande, am I reading this right? Ariana Grande, Khalid, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, and BTS were on there?
Yeah, they have different sections. What's wrong with those? You don't like those?
BTS was where I was going. They're the most influential.
People here don't know who BTS is, but they're like
They're a huge Korean group.
Everyone.
A boy band group.
Everyone knows BTS.
Honestly, Gibbons, though, I don't know if any of these people, a lot of these people, nobody would know that if I name them in the artist section.
Ooh.
I mean, Khalid, you would know. BTS, you might
know.
Are
they, why are they influential then if you don't know who they are?
Ariana Grande, you would know. Well, I'm sure they did something and they have some album that's on Spotify that did something.
And they can also put out any social media post and it blows up because of the influence they have. I mean, therefore,
what's fascinating about this, though, as I'm looking at it more? Celebrities wrote about each person on the list. Oh. So, for example, let me give you a good example. Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Wrote the excerpt on Joanna and Chip Gaines being in the on the
He's
list.
A big HGTV watcher, I guess.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, so you can go in and see all the people. Robert Redford wrote the one for Glenn Close.
So instead of it being John Smith, the writer, you have the actual celebrity. That's really cool.
Yes.
I like that.
So celebrities influencing celebrities.
Yeah, that's different.
They get to go in and they get to write. So there's so many people on this list.
Maybe one day we'll make the list. Probably, probably not, though.
No. We are not making the list.
No, probably not.
I don't think so, brother. No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know what else is weird? When you meet up, not meet up with, when you make acquaintances with an old friend again, right?
Okay.
And you realize this person just sucks. Let me explain. I get a Facebook request, friend request, like 2 weeks ago from this dude, Drew, who back in the day, he was like 2 years older than I was. We were friends. I always rolled with an older crowd. And Drew was the consummate jokester. Always making jokes, always clowning around, class clown, always in trouble, a big jokester guy, right? So I accept the friend request, and I see that Drew is now the owner of a construction business. And I'm like, good for Drew. And Drew's got a big old house, and he's got a beautiful wife.
It's funny to see where your high school friends are now and what they're doing, and how, and some that are super successful, and some,
And you see them, and you're like, wow.
Wow, I know that guy. Yeah.
Drew.
What am I doing with my life?
Exactly. Yes. Drew has grown up and matured. All right, good for Drew. Yeah. And then I see on Drew's story on Facebook that Drew goes on vacation in Vegas. And I'm like, good for Drew going on vacation in Vegas. And he's got Jeff Phillips with him. And he's got the old
Who's
crew.
Who's Jeff Phillips?
Like the old crew from back in the day. Oh. He's got his old, all the old friends.
We don't know these people.
I know.
Okay.
I'm getting to that.
Anyway.
So he's got the old crew. I'm like, oh, everybody still hangs out. That's awesome. And then I see these dudes who I've known forever at a 5-star steakhouse in Vegas. And they're yelling at the staff. And they're just being disrespectful.
What?
And they're sending the food back for no reason. And they're documenting all of this. They're being total just jerks.
Why would you have a business and then go do that and put that online?
Was it on the... Yeah, it's all linked anyway.
That's just dumb business.
And then I'm like, all right, he's on vacation. He was a bit of a jerk on vacation.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
So he's 32 at least?
No, he's 35.
Okay, so you don't act like that when you're 35, but go ahead.
So then I'm like, I see him come back from vacation, and then I'm like, well, let me look at this guy's story and see if Drew's actually grown up at all. And I see, and I swear to God, and this is not a friend of mine, this is someone I know, and I'm going to preface that when I say this. He's got people that work for him that are Hispanic, and he's running around threatening to call ICE on them if they don't do the job right. And that was when I was like, this guy who's a success is a douchebag.
Yeah.
Hit the unfriend button, the unfollow button. And I was like, oh, because like for two.
Does he think it's funny?
Yeah.
It's not
funny. He thinks he's a funny jokester guy like he did when he was 12 years old. And here I was happy for and proud of this dude I'd known forever who went from being, in my eyes, what I thought, the class clown to like a success story. So and I realized, no, he's just
a douche.
He's harassing, a douchebag with money.
He's harassing service industry people. He's harassing his employees.
Uh-huh.
The hell?
And he's also assuming because what they're Hispanic, they're illegal. I mean, that's the other racist
being
part of
racist
his ass.
A racist piece of trash.
Yeah,
scumbag.
We're going to say that's insane.
And this,
it's like, this
guy runs a company and has millions of dollars and is rewarded for his behavior.
Yes, I was just, so not.
So he's rewarded by a guy just like him. Let's know.
Amen, dude. I was like, the hell, man? Well, I was so happy for a local guy done good.
You said this yesterday. And I was like, Gibbons, you're just jealous. But no, he's really a tool.
I'm telling you, like, I don't want to be that man. No, he's
nobody wants
schmuck,
to be that man.
Except for him.
I want to go report him on Facebook.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Yesterday on 94, there was a pothole, like a ridiculously huge pothole that caused more than 10 vehicles to have like their tires destroyed.
Whoa.
One guy. We was on 94 southbound right by the Drexel Avenue exit.
Okay.
Where they're doing a bunch of some extensive work over there anyways.
Yeah.
So people are
saying, don't get me started on the damn construction over there.
So now these people that are having some of their damage assessed on their cars are saying that the DOT should be responsible for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because one guy said that his axle was screwed up, his engine and his transmission were screwed up. I mean, that's thousands of dollars of repairs that this guy has to do to his car.
Your car needs those to survive. Your engine's kind of essential.
If I hit a pothole, somebody else is paying for it. That's the way I look at it.
Damn straight.
The DOT says they are not liable for any damages. And they don't believe that would happen.
But she had to like dig her car out, got her car out, called the city and was like, yo, this stupid pothole screwed my car up. And they were like, well, tough noogie. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, it's to be expected this time of year because you've had the shovels and the plows going all winter.
But still.
You know, kicking up the asphalt. So, but still.
But they're in charge of the roads.
Exactly.
And so they are responsible for those and we pay for those. So what the hell?
That's what everybody's saying.
Same thing.
We're already paying for these.
God. But you know why I believe? Well, I believe him for one reason. I hit a pothole the other day and I remember it hurt my body.
Oh yeah,
that's how bad I hit it, and I mean, it shook my whole car. And I was like, if I just did something to my car from that pothole, somebody's gonna get it. Like I was pissed, you know, at whatever city I was in.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. Pulled over my car and thought, oh my god, I've got to have a flat tire.
Yeah.
Something has to be wrong.
I hit that thing so hard, and so that guy, I get how if you're going on the freeway fast,
yeah.
How you could have that much damage if you hit a bad pothole.
Yeah.
I get it.
I could be opening Pandora's box here.
What?
Please do.
But why in the hell on like 60th right around Howard Street, there's a sign that says for the next mile and a half, bumpy road. And there are literally potholes every 15 feet.
Yeah.
What the hell does it take? What does it take to fix the roads? Thank God we had Domino's Pizza fix some roads. But Allie, you can tell me. Go ahead. What's it going to take?
You can call somebody about that.
Yeah. There's a number to call.
Well, first of all, you can call your dad. Mayor, but you can also call the city and tell them that these potholes are there, and then they will come out and supposedly fill them because you have to report them. They're not driving around looking for potholes.
Well, they know that they're there because there's a sign that says in the next mile and a half you're getting potholes.
Well,
then start complaining more and they'll
take it down and fill them.
And that number to call is 414-286 city.
Call right now.
286-City.
214-286-2489.
All right.
I want to call it.
That's
right
the
now.
Number to call. If you see a pothole, you can call. They said they are constantly patrolling as much as they can.
Please.
They're not trying to screw up your car, but if you see something, you know, an area, call them, let them know, and they'll attempt to come out and fix it. So,
good Lord.
Again, 286 City. Call the city. Tell them, fix those potholes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Beyonce's got her new documentary out, Homecoming. Everyone's been waiting. So, what did she do when the documentary came out? Well, she also dropped a surprise album.
What?
Yep. She dropped it early yesterday morning, and 40 songs live from Coachella because she headlined it. Okay, so the I should tell people what the Homecoming documentary is about. It's about her.
It's on my list, by the way, of documentaries to watch. I'm obsessed.
There's quite a few.
Yeah. I know.
The joke became that Riggs, every morning I would come in, he'd be telling a story, and I knew it had nothing to do with reality. It was it might have been reality, but it was a documentary he had watched the night before. It became this running joke. Like, what documentary did Riggs watch yesterday? Because he's going to talk about it all day.
Yesterday I watched one called Heroin. It was about the opioid epidemic in West Virginia and how it's crazy off the charts.
Started as a joke, Allie. Now it's an actuality.
Now it's a real thing.
Every damn day. Every day.
That's the daily
documentary.
He doesn't
talk to me anymore, though, because I made fun of him for it. He just talks to you now.
Yep. Thanks for that.
But I'm just so sick because this is on HBO, no? Homecoming or no?
No, it's on Netflix.
Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
See, now you're back on board. You're back on board.
Well, it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
Who the hell doesn't want to see Beyonce? I just got used to these. Because Riggs kept talking about HBO documentaries, which is like painful for people that don't have HBO. Because you're like, what am I going to do with this information? Right. I can't go watch it.
On the other side, not everybody has Netflix. A lot of people do, but not everybody does.
True.
It's an unfair assumption to say that everybody has Netflix.
Right.
But so,
did you say?
Come on. We don't have to argue about whether more people have Netflix or HBO.
No. So this album, she dropped a whole new album, though.
Yeah, but 40 tracks on this album.
That's
so
a long
Coachella set.
Coachella set
was 40 songs.
Yeah.
Two weekends.
Yeah.
Because they play both weekends. Allie and I learned that last week, Gibbons. You weren't here for that. We found out our receptionist who goes to Coachella every year, they do the same lineup.
Both weekends.
They just switch up the special guests. So I would imagine 40 songs between two weekends.
Yeah,
probably.
Well, Beyonce's bringing it. I'm glad Homecoming, because I'm going to watch that this weekend.
Yeah.
I actually am going to watch that this weekend.
Yeah.
I got to see this.
Is it, hopefully you know the answer. Is it just the performance on this documentary, or is it performance with
it's
an actual?
It's all live.
It's both, yeah.
It's all live. And 40 song. Oh, wait, the documentary or the album? Sorry.
I'm asking if the Netflix special Homecoming is just live performance or live performance with the documentary.
With the documentary. Okay. That sounds very interesting.
I love me some Beyonce.
Yeah, me too. Who doesn't?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley, rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Very this, lively bunch this morning.
All right. This misconnection happened at a tire shop. Okay. Sometimes where love can start there. This one happened at Mr. P's Tire in Bayview.
Oh.
You know where that is. Yeah. Maybe you were there yesterday. He says, I was putting on two new tires yesterday when you came in frantically with a flat rear right tire. You looked panicked, but everybody was reassuring you that they could indeed replace your tire today and it wouldn't be a problem. You insisted that you needed it done before the end of the day, and despite them telling you that it could be done by the end of the day, you would not understand what they were talking about. I had to leave, but I realized that you were probably much more cuter than I would have imagined at a tire shop.
No good-looking people go to tire shops?
Yeah, right?
So,
right?
Everyone doesn't drive a car?
Jeez.
If you're interested, please reach out. PLZ spelled with PLZ.
Oh.
And let's maybe roll sometime if you can chill out. Hope you got your tire fixed.
Well,
sounds
Me
like
too.
He's, yeah, right?
Yeah, right?
He's judging her. And
Come
he's saying
on.
That only ugly people go to car products. Tire
That's
places?
What I took.
I was in the tire shop a couple weeks ago.
Wait
and
a minute,
I'm,
a shallow person on Craigslist misconnections?
I don't believe it.
This is my shocked face.
Yeah, right?
God. Seriously.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
I'm going to sit back with my tea and let Gibbons and Alley go at it, so.
Okay.
Hell to the no.
I
don't know what's going to happen, but I'm ready.
This is a shot
well,
in the
good,
dark.
Because I'm not in a fighting mood today.
This could be a hell to the nah, or this could be a hell to the yes.
Okay.
All depending on how you answer this question, Allison, okay?
Oh, I know where this is going. I know where this is Everybody going.
Everybody knows where this is going. There, we're going to text about it, probably.
There has been a deadline set. That deadline has passed.
What was the deadline again?
Allie's,
I don't even remember what we set the deadline for.
Allie's yesterday. Friends... We're trying to put her on a blind date
yes.
with a guy. They gave Allie the guy's contact info.
Yeah.
Allie said, I'm going to reach out. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to reach
yeah.
out. The guy
I
said,
was lying.
The guy said, take your time, which is normally a death sentence. But
yes.
then yesterday, we set it up so that by the end of the day, you looked me in the eye.
I witnessed
and
it.
And you promised
yeah.
me
Witness.
That you were going to reach out to this guy. And I know you are a woman of your word. So let me ask you now, Lady Allison of the Night. Did you text the guy who you promised me and gave me your word that you would text?
No.
What the hell? You know.
You can't trust her anymore.
You take somebody at their word.
You do.
You take someone who says they never lie, who says they're totally honest, who means
well,
what they
I
say.
I would be lying this. If I said I had texted him, wouldn't I?
No. You would be lying when you looked me in the eye and promised me that you would.
Oh, yeah.
I
well,
thought
so
we had a
it?
Moment.
Should I have done it during Owen's first grade music concert
yes.
last night? Should I have done it when I was driving
yes.
Hudson to 4K for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Should I? I mean, screw you both.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
You sit on your couch and take naps in the afternoon.
I refuse to believe that you didn't have 10 seconds to go,
oh, I
sup.
Did. Allie, oh, I
Allie,
did.
Allie,
and
did
all you?
You
have to send him is sup, and he'll respond. I promise
okay,
you.
That's gross. God. I wouldn't
no,
send
no.
the guy sup. I'm freaking too
did
old
you,
hold on.
Did
on.
You, with your kids, with your life, with the chaos, did you or did you not go to the bathroom at all yesterday? Yes, you went to the bathroom.
No,
did.
Never.
Oh, yeah. And
God.
When you were in the...
Of course I did.
Yes, and when
but
you...
But you're assuming I take my phone.
Oh, you don't.
Everybody
you
does.
Your
dude.
Phone. You take
Everybody
your
takes their phone in the bathroom.
You want? Can I tell you the truth?
God's yeah. honest truth.
At
I don't know.
House?
I don't know. You can, but will you?
Yes.
You can,
yeah,
but will you?
Can you tell me the truth?
Maybe.
Can you?
At my house, sometimes I will not take the phone into the bathroom because what will happen is you can pee in like 5 seconds. But
yeah.
if you take your phone and you sit down, you can get distracted. I will leave it outside, so I don't sit in the bathroom for 3 minutes like men do.
You've
with
made,
their phones.
You've made a lot of sometimes I do, oftentimes maybe, but yesterday.
I hear a lot of dancing around.
I'm telling you,
a lot of dancing
uh-huh,
around.
There's uh-huh. no dancing around. I'm
100%
like,
there is.
Should I do it?
You promised
I
the guy
it.
Yesterday. You
pretty,
didn't even do it.
You
pretty
looked
simple.
Me in the eye,
yes.
Allie. We had a moment.
You could have just
you
said no yesterday.
Date? I don't need somebody. That's what you guys don't get.
I know
the
you
show.
Don't.
You care. where?
For the show!
Do it for the content, for the love of St. Peter,
Jesus
Paul, and
Christ.
Mary.
So I'll text him today. I'll be off tomorrow.
Bull.
Yes!
Okay. Bull. You
won't.
Better text him.
She
no,
won't.
I'm saying I'll text him today. I'll be gone tomorrow. You won't even be able to get an update.
That's, oh my God, Riggs!
That's my point.
Allie's pants are on fire. Liar,
so
liar,
on fire.
Pants on
Is
fire.
Is that a telephone wire? Go
oh
forget
my
about
God.
That.
Jeez.
Forget about that.
Thank you to the person that texted in. Allie, dating is BS. Only they use the real word.
Yes, dating is BS, but getting a little and your what is not BS.
For 6 months.
Yeah, knock the cobwebs off, girl.
Yes,
you
bats
need,
are in the cave. Get them out.
You need some
HBI. We'll just end up a couple on the couch bored as hell not having sex anymore.
That's fine.
Gee, sounds fun.
That's the way all it all ends up anyway.
That's
see,
my point.
See?
I'm not aspiring for that anymore.
This
over
is when
it.
You're already playing out the nightmare scenario for Christ's sake. You haven't texted the guy yet, and already you're a bored couple sitting on the couch watching TV.
She's the girl that goes, we're going to go to Mexico. Well, there are all those stories about the tainted alcohol, and we might get caught in customs, and they might get abducted by somebody.
Online. I actually go from my experience.
Allie, you can't
and
base...
And all the men in
Gibbons.
My life who aren't having sex,
Gibbons.
Isn't it great?
Gibbons, you know what? Reverse it. We don't care.
You know what?
I don't care. Do what you want to do.
You know what?
Actually
no.
Would make me, Gibbons knows me better than that.
Care.
He knows that would make me relax, and he doesn't want that.
You know what?
He
and
knows
I won't,
that
and
would
I,
go against the problem, Riggs.
And I won't be fake. I came to this radio
Everyone's
station.
Saying make her text now. Fine.
Please do.
Screw it.
I came to this radio station nearly 3 years ago with a project, and that project was Project Bring Allie Back. And Allie is this close in Radio Land. I'm
so
doing
close.
A one. She's
I
this close to bring her groove back.
Project Bring Allie Back.
I'm telling you.
It's actually true. Gibbons, do you remember when you started working? You go, I came to bring you back to life.
Yes, I did. Damn it! I'm so close.
She's so close.
I'm so. Can you please text him right now?
Okay, wait. Where's his number? Hold on.
I
gotta go to her
yes,
text
do it
to
right
get
now.
His number.
Okay. You know what?
Hold on. I'm getting it right
all
now.
All right. I'm gonna wait.
Getting,
I am going to wait until you do it right
okay,
now.
Okay. Hold on. Her and I text a bunch. So give me a second to go find his number. I guess I didn't save it. That's awkward.
Oh, you didn't save the guy's number. You
Jeez.
Were saying you had it ready
Damn.
To go.
I thought I
and
did.
You didn't
I thought
even
I had
say
it saved.
It. Oh my God.
What the hell is it?
Hold on. Somebody.
It's not meant to be.
Allie. Somebody has your back. Somebody texted in and said, men are all drama. Just look at who you work with.
Oh!
And then I say, hell no.
Actually, just Gibbons. Riggs is really bored by this, if you haven't noticed.
I'm loving everything.
I'm
the
taking
drama
the opposite
you're
seat.
In.
I'm taking the opposite side now. I don't care. I don't care if she
well,
texts the guy anymore.
You didn't care to begin with, did you really?
Yes, I want you to be... I want
no,
you to be
no,
happy.
Be
I want you to
I
do
have
what
to have a man to be happy.
I just want you to get
I'm
some...
not saying you have to have a man. I want you to do what you want to do to be happy. If that's with a man, then great. If it's not with a man, that's great too. I just want you to be happy.
I want you to play hot dogs and donuts, and I won't stop
too.
Until you
that's
do,
that's actually
damn it.
My goal too.
Mine
isn't like, you know, falling in love.
Homeboy will be more than willing to play hot dogs and donuts,
Shut
I guarantee
up,
it.
Sir,
sure.
Have you sent the damn text yet? It's been 30 seconds. I'm
so
falling over
she
here.
How much we talk on the Texts, girls. We have so many texts.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with the record of 33 wins, only been beaten 6.5 times. You think you can stump him? Think of somebody famous like Shawn Mendes or Ariana Grande, and he can guess exactly who you are thinking of. Let's bring him in the studio. Come on in.
Add me there. Over here now. You make me wait forever.
We're talking to Rachel this morning from Sheboygan. Sheboygan loves Gibbons the Great.
That'd be right.
Excited. They have a little group that meets.
I said they call every day from Sheboygan.
They always think of people to stump him.
I think we get into one town.
They'd be loving.
Rachel, you ready to stump Gibbons the Great?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Rachel, you have someone on your mind that is real?
Yes.
Might this be a female?
Yes.
Is this someone that personally knows you?
No.
Perhaps you're thinking of someone that is a musician, maybe someone who creates music?
No.
Could this be a pornography actor?
No.
You're thinking of somebody that acts in movies or maybe TV?
Sort of.
Does this person have any children?
No.
Could you be thinking of somebody with blonde hair?
No.
Maybe this person is older than 20.
Nope.
Could you be thinking of a character from a television show?
Yes.
Does this person have a sister?
Yes.
Maybe this sister is older?
No.
Is this somebody from the show Dance Moms?
Yes.
Does the performer that you're thinking of perform with their sister?
Sometimes.
All right, me got it here. That's all I needed. Let me clear out my crystal ball. You'll be thinking of Maddie from Dance Moms.
Yes.
Maddie Ziegler, who we did not know was on Dancing with the Stars also.
How could you not know that?
But she was telling us on the phone how big Maddie's gotten. So, hey, if she went from Dance Moms to Dancing with the Stars, I guess so, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd she tour?
Sia. She was in, I think it was the Chandelier music video.
Oh, she was in a video. Look at that.
Yeah.
Maddie Ziegler.
Ziegler. Bucket list.
This is you were thinking of this morning for Gibbons the Grid. Thanks for playing, Rachel. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right, Thinking Stumping, we play every morning around the same time. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Prizes in cereal boxes.
Oh, God.
The damn prizes. Kids making you buy cereal or trying to get you to buy cereal. I shouldn't say making you because you buy what you want. And you, if you let your kids manipulate it, that's on you. But I never buy cereal for the prizes. But when we were kids, that was all we wanted. And we would just dig in the box and dig, get our hands all over the cereal. And where's the prize?
Oh, my God. You're taking me back, dude.
I know.
On Throwback Thursday, no less.
Right? And now Owen's obsessed with Pokemon. And guess who came out with a Pokemon prize in their cereal? A bunch of cereals.
Wait.
Who did?
It was like the Cocoa Puffs and the Lucky Charms, whatever cereal group that is, okay? Whether it's General Mills, who the hell cares? So a bunch of these cereals had Pokemon prizes in them now.
Yeah, you gotta catch
them
all,
man. So Owen wanted to go just to get the Pokemon prize out of the box. And I'm like, but you're gonna take the prize out and then you're gonna eat the Lucky Charms, but it's gonna be over as soon as this is not that exciting. We just want the Pokemon box.
They don't care about the cereal, they just want the prizes.
Yeah, and then Hudson's like, well, I want this one. And Owen's like, oh no, Hudson, no you don't. Hudson, you want one of the Pokemon ones. I'm like, oh, here
of
we
course.
Go. He's trying to manipulate his little brother. We leave with two boxes of Lucky Charms. I said, this is the one time I'm going to buy something for a prize because we need cereal. So today's your lucky day.
You lucked out,
Pick
kid.
A box with the prize you want. We're out.
Yeah.
They each get Lucky Charms, two different kinds of Lucky Charms, because apparently there's more than one form of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, dude.
There are, yeah.
And I'm not a cereal person. Never have been.
I love cereal.
Me too. Do you know what they do with the prize now? You don't have to dig all the way down anymore. They put it on the outside of the bag.
Oh, the outside of the box?
So, no, not the box, the bag.
Yeah,
between the bag and the box, inside, and that little barrier.
So that now you no longer have to put your entire nasty 5-year-old kid hand in the box, feel it up all over, and then get the prize and leave.
I remember, do you remember Micro Machines back in the day?
Yes.
Those little mini cars, tiny little cars that they would have. I remember they were giving those away in, I think it was Rice Krispies or something like that. And I had my mom buy like 5 boxes so that I could try to collect them. I did the same thing.
But I got a question, though.
Yeah.
How many cereal boxes with prizes did you go through where they dug through the entire bag with their hands? No, hold on.
That was all I bought.
Before you realized, in like your past life, before you realized the prize is outside of the actual cereal.
Well,
because like if my girlfriend's kids were to want them, they're 6 and 3, if they were to want the prize like you're saying, I would think nothing but to just rip the bag open and go in with my hands.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think it's on the side.
Yeah.
And then the cereal would be ruined.
But no, they started to put their hand in. I said, whoa!
Whoa,
that's disgusting. And then I looked and I said, oh, they make it. I said, I bet they don't put it inside anymore because of all the nasty, you know, bacteria. And so, sure enough, the prize was on the outside. The other thing I wanted to state while we're talking about prizes and kids' foods.
Cereals, yeah.
Cracker Jack prizes suck.
They are the worst.
Always.
The worst.
I was so excited to give my kids a box of Cracker Jack. I said, look, kids, this is like, I love Cracker Jack. It's so good. You're going to get a prize. And then the past two times they've opened it, it's been like a stamp.
Yes.
I'm like, this is the dumbest prize I've ever
or a little
seen.
Goofy ass origami thing that you fold into like a little square box or something stupid.
And a riddle.
No, we didn't even get that. We literally got
the riddle.
It was like a sticker or it was nothing you could do anything with. And I thought, Cracker Jack prizes suck.
They always have sucked.
71037, if you want to put your input on a text, you're more than welcome.
They say toy inside. That's a lie.
It's
a blatant lie.
Or prize inside every package is what they say. That's not a prize.
I just had an epiphany, though.
It's litter is what it is.
Why?
Is your son, Owen, obsessed with Pokemon, like the physical cards, or playing on the phone?
He plays the cards.
Okay, because I remember back.
No, he doesn't play. Well, he doesn't really play games. He takes the cards. He collects the cards. He has a whole book.
Yeah.
He got the cereal to get the Pokemon cards, and then he battles with other people who have Pokemon cards because of the cards battle against each other. I guess I'm learning as I go. I don't know crap about Pokemon, nor do I care.
This makes me so happy because when I was in like 5th, 6th, 7th grade, the Pokemon cards that your son is now obsessed with. Everybody was obsessed with it. I was worried that with Pokemon Go, the cards would go by the wayside.
Oh, the cards are huge right now.
That's friggin' awesome.
I'd like to tell you a story about my neighbor.
Oh, geez. Let me get my tea.
He's a grown-up. He's a grown-up. It's not Randy. It's not my crazy neighbor.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let me get my tea.
It's not my... No, it's the guy behind me. His wife told me he has a whole collection from when he was a kid, Gibbons, of Pokemon cards. And he gets upset sometimes. He doesn't want to give the kids. The kids want to trade cards. And he's like, because he's so... I'm like, that's hysterical. He's like, I don't know if I can trade with you today, honey.
I also know a grown man that collects Pokemon cards, used to, still does.
Does he have kids?
Yes, he does. He has three kids.
Thank God. That gives him an excuse.
The guy that I work out with at the gym, he goes and he sells them because he's realizing he has like very rare ones that he got back in the day.
But the old ones are different than the new ones. They don't look the same. That's the problem. So it's not even like they go together.
Right, but those old ones he can sell online and make a crap ton of money because he bought them for nothing.
All right, one more Pokemon story. I'm going to throw my buddy Kyle under the bus.
Adults that collect Pokemon stuff.
My buddy Kyle.
Yeah?
Grown man. When we were in 7th grade, he was the one who hated Pokemon cards. Like, I don't play with Pokemon cards. Those are stupid.
So he doesn't like trends. Is what you're telling me. He doesn't like the trendy ones.
No, we found his stash of Pokemon cards. Kyle cried when we found the stash.
Hold on.
Full circle. Kept the stash. Met a girl. Had a kid. His son, Peyton, now plays with the Pokemon cards from 20 years ago that Kyle cried about when he had them.
Why did he lie and say he hated it when he had them? I don't understand.
He didn't want to get made fun of?
Yes, he just didn't want to get made fun of. And thought
but you guys all liked it.
But all in the closet. We didn't tell anybody. We were the ones.
You were the secret?
We made fun of the quote nerds, and we were all behind the scenes playing Pokemon cards.
Listen to what we do to each other in pivotal ages, like 13.
Yep. And
they're all doing it, and they're telling each other you're stupid if you do it, but they're all secretly doing it.
Boys, we're idiots.
Boys are so dumb.
And then we grow up into idiot men.
Seriously.
We got a text to 71037.
Continue to act like you don't like things as an adult.
All I want to know is what's wrong with Allie. Cereal is like heaven. I agree.
Okay, fair enough, but I don't like milk, okay? I hate milk.
You live in friggin' Wisconsin and you
grow up here.
Milk.
I hate milk, dude. Don't bring me any milk. And that's why cereal. I mean, I'll eat a bowl of cereal once in a blue moon.
I can't talk to you anymore.
I will never buy cereal for myself. It never happened.
Fine. Give me your old cereal, then I'll take it.
Seriously.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is pretty cool because she's just a teacher from Pewaukee.
Uh-huh.
She just went to New York City to have a nice vacation.
Uh-huh.
She loves Kelly and Ryan, Kelly Ripa, so she wanted to go see him.
And then
the next thing you know, she got picked out of the crowd to be the dancer. You know at the beginning of Kelly and Ryan, they make somebody dance like they do on Ellen, kind of, you know, but Ellen dances.
Yeah.
So they get this woman, Sabrina, from Pewaukee, who's a teacher, and they end up inviting her to sit in Kelly's chair and do part of the show. She did like minutes of
She
actually sat down with them, but here's where they started the show. So this is the woman from Pewaukee who made it on into Kelly Ripa's seat to host part of the show. Listen to this.
There she is. That is Sabrina Hintz from, where is she from? Wisconsin.
Yes.
Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Where's
Pewaukee?
West of Milwaukee.
West of Milwaukee.
Yes.
Pewaukee.
Yeah.
Hi, this is a dream come true.
It's a dream come true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're like my twin. Everywhere I go, they tell me.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard.
That's the biggest compliment to me.
No, I mean it.
Would you like to say hi to her? Come over here.
And then they bring her over?
They bring her over.
Oh, my gosh, Kelly.
She's 20 years old.
And then Kelly lets her sit in her seat.
Oh, my God.
And then Kelly Ripa leaves.
Oh, my God.
So it's just her and Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
I'm
Yeah. Kelly said, I'm going to go dance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan. Nice to see you.
And we watch American Idol, too.
So you get the picture. So then they go
we
on.
We watch American
so
Idol,
Kelly Ripa disappears, yeah. And then Sabrina from Pewaukee. I don't know her last name right now. But
Sabrina
she,
Hintz. She's a, teaches at Brookfield Central is where she teaches.
Oh, she's. I was wondering where she taught at. So she's a high school teacher. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. So she was on there, and she got to do, like, they had to give away a prize at the beginning. Her and Ryan Seacrest.
God.
Yeah. So I thought, that's pretty cool.
That's badass,
although,
dude.
I'd like to talk to her and make sure it wasn't all planned, because she was freaking out, but you know how those shows, they set a lot of that up.
I can tell you that part of it is planned out, because you could tell she was mic'd, so they had to put a microphone on her, so at least that part of it was planned.
Because of the dancing, though.
Right.
They talk to them sometimes when they come out and dance, but you're right, she was mic'd.
She was mic'd the whole time. You could hear her walking up to the stage. So
it makes you think that you never know.
I have sent Sabrina a Facebook friend request.
Good.
Hopefully she'll reach out and we can figure out for sure the magic behind it. Yeah,
just happened like the other day. This was, so they may still be in New York.
It's amazing.
They may not be back. And I'm sure, like, you know, that's really neat for sure.
Amazing.
And I was actually, what was I listening to? A woman who worked on the Letterman show.
Uh-huh.
As we're talking about things that are set up on some of these talk shows.
Yeah.
And she talked about how she lost a ton of weight. It was a podcast about weight loss. I was fascinated.
Yeah.
She lost a bunch of weight, got her dream job working for Letterman.
Yeah.
And she had seen Letterman a few years before and been put in the balcony. And she couldn't figure out, because she had good tickets and they had been there early. And then she started working for Letterman and realized they named people by groups. 1, 2, 3. And so she knew she remembers them writing it on her ticket. It was like the fat people were in the balcony, essentially.
Aww.
The ugly people were in the balcony, and they would go through. But that's how they secretly did. You think this doesn't happen all the time? Every day. Watch a talk show and see ugly people in the front row.
Truth.
So she said, working for the show, she then realized.
Shallow.
And she had lost all this weight, and it was like horrific. She's like, wow, now I'm good enough to sit in the front row. Like, it was about her weight loss. But the fascinating part was that once she started working there, she realized they literally group people in line best looking in the front.
It's all about
crazy,
image.
Crazy, right?
Image.
It's terrible.
Crazy.
Man.
That's TV.
That is.
Congrats.
And then we push it more, you know?
Sabrina Hintz. I'm Kelly and Ryan. It's awesome. 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Jesus, what's going on
What'd
over there?
What'd you do?
Put the scissors in the cup and it made a loud noise, and now my microphone's making a loud noise.
Oh my.
Well, these are high quality microphones, Dan. I don't know why they would make noise.
Allie, make loud noise? I don't believe
Whatever.
It.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 641 is in the books.
Holy crap, that's a lot of shows.
Get it on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Let's start with Allie. What did you learn on the show this morning?
What didn't I learn on the show today? Well, I learned that Riggs.
Yeah.
Still on edge about his orders, okay? We talked about this yesterday at this time, and that he's still not happy about the fact that the waitress gave him a hard time for modifying his order.
Yeah, I didn't want onions, cheese, or croutons on my salad.
And she gave you an attitude.
Yeah,
and that
did.
Started an all-out war on this show.
Seriously? Yeah.
Not because we thought she should have given you a hard time, but because some guy called in and said that we shouldn't be personalizing our orders because it messes up
his flow.
And we have to take something out of a recipe he already knows. Shut up.
Listen here, bro. You're a cook, not a chef. You don't have a flow. You follow orders and take directions.
Yeah.
And side note, even if you were a chef and I asked you to take one thing off, you damn well better do it.
Because I know the recipe. Okay, then you know what not to add.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like the back of your hand.
Right.
You know, don't put shallots in there, you dumb.
That just hit me.
When you said that, Gibbons, that actually just hit me too. You're right.
Oh, my God.
Well, Gibbons and I think we learned the same thing on the show this morning.
Do you think so?
I think
what?
So.
That was that.
Ellie sent the text!
Message!
Oh, my God! Finally!
Oh, God!
We've waited years!
And he wrote me back. I need to write him back.
Yes.
I'm not trying to play games. I was waiting until we got off the air to write him back.
When was this, a month ago that you got this guy's info from a friend?
At least.
From a trusted friend.
At least.
And waited a month to even text this guy.
Okay,
yeah, but he's ready to get together, it sounds like.
See?
So I'm going to go on a date, I guess.
Look. Update. You texted him. What did he say back?
He said, hi, Allie. I'd like to get a drink, too. Because I said, let's get a drink. And he said, how about next week? So now I got to write back. And so I'm in.
The ball's rolling.
So My kids are gone for a week.
Hey, Riggs.
Yes, Gibbons.
When I say hot dog, you say donuts. Hot dog!
Donuts!
Hot dog!
Donuts!
Hot dog! Donuts! Hot dog! Donuts! Hot dog! Donuts! Hot dog!
Get in! Get
She's in.
In!
She's in.
I like sex.
You
of course she does.
I'm in my late 30s, okay? There's no shame in my game.
You just need a viable partner instead of a Bob.
Well, Bob knows what he's doing. Bob works great.
Right.
That's my neighbors.
God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.